The appeals court decided this Thursday afternoon that the pepper spray case won't go to trial next week in Eureka after all. Last week, plaintiff's attorney Bob Bloom filed an emergency motion to the appeals court asking them to intervene in two ways: move the trial out of Eureka and take Judge Walker off the case. KMUD spoke with Alicia Littletree, a paralegal with the case, who told us that the appeals court has gone ahead and put a stay on the case so they can look at the issues brought up by the plaintiffs. Littletree said that this news is, quote, huge, and that they're hoping that the court will see that Judge Walker is the single biggest hurdle to getting a fair trial.
Not only does he have the appearance of bias, but he has actual bias. And we argued that just the fact that he wanted this trial moved from a neutral location in San Francisco to a very extremely polarized location of Eureka showed his actual bias. So those two issues are really closely connected. So, lots and lots of lawyers have written emergency motions to the appeals court in many cases, and you usually don't have much hope for it. And this time we really, really were hoping that they would intervene, but we were still preparing for trial on Monday.
Littletree said that ideally the trial will be held in San Francisco with a different judge.
It's just really, really good news for us because this case has gone... You know, it already went to trial one time, and then it was thrown out by the judge, and then it went up through the appeals process before it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, back down to the appeals court, which sent it back down to this first judge, Judge Walker. And in both times when we were at the appeals court gave us very, very strong victories. They said pretty clearly that there was plenty of evidence that pepper spray, applying pepper spray in lockdown activists' eyes with Q-tips was excessive force, and that Sheriff Philp and Sheriff Lewis there was evidence that they were liable for that policy, for the unlawfulness of the policy, and all of that. So appeals court has been very good to us in this case. And there was a three-judge panel in the appeals court that gave us these rulings both times. Well, now the same three-judge panel will be seeing this emergency motion. So we're very optimistic about what might happen. And finally, if it was just the case that they were going to move the trial back to Eureka only, move the trial from Eureka back to San Francisco, then they would have just done that. They wouldn't have stayed the trial and have asked for a response from the other side. So we're really thinking that they may be considering our emergency motion to remove Judge Walker from the case, as well as moving it from Eureka to San Francisco. So we're very excited. This is a good step for us.
The next step is that the defendants, the City of Eureka and the County of Humboldt, will file a response to the appeals court by May 20th, while the plaintiff's response is due by the first week in June. Anytime after that, the court will make a decision.
A big part of this is based on all of the turmoil that's going on in Humboldt right now around Pacific Lumber and their campaign to oust the district attorney and their efforts in Freshwater to oust the tree sitters and all of that. But they really have made a big mess of public opinion up there. As far as it's not, we argue that because of the polarization right now, because of the words that they're using, like that environmentalists are terrorists and their ad campaigns and all of that, it's not a climate where we can get a fair trial for issues involving the protests, in particular the sheriff's handling of the protests. And if they up the ante, or if their campaign, to oust the district attorney or any of this, whatever happens between now and the time we file our response brief is going to be part of it. If they get even more outrageous, that goes into our brief. and that gets shown to the appeals court. So what they do right now has a huge effect on what's going on.
And that was Alicia Littletree. KMUD also spoke with a plaintiff in the pepper spray case, Spring Lundberg, who was 17 at the time of the incident.
I love Humboldt County. I love the forest here. I love the people. I think it's unfortunate that a multinational corporation is ripping us apart, and I believe in bridging the gap between workers and forest defenders, and I hope that can happen and heal our community. I do love Humboldt County, but I believe that our pepper spray trial needs an international forum and that will happen if we get a trial in San Francisco. And I'm very excited that the Ninth Circuit Court has listened to our emergency appeal and is considering the issue of whether or not we will have a trial in Eureka or San Francisco, and whether or not the current judge will be the judge for the trial, or if we should prevail on our request for recusal. And I would just say that this case should no more be tried in Eureka than a civil rights trial in 1965 should be moved to Selma, Alabama.
And that was Spring Lundberg, a plaintiff in the pepper spray case against the County of Humboldt and City of Eureka.